74. Diamond Cut Diamond by Edouard René Lefebvre Laboulaye. Mansour, the Egyptian merchant, one day repaired to the Cadi on account of a suit, the issue of which troubled him but little. A private conversation with the judge had given him hopes of the justice of his cause. The old man asked his son Omar to accompany him in order to accustom him early to deal with the law. The Cadi was seated in the courtyard of the mosque. He was a fat, good-looking man who never thought and talked little, which, added to his large turban and his air of perpetual astonishment, gave him a great reputation for justice and gravity. The spectators were numerous. The principal merchants were seated on the ground on carpets, forming a semicircle around the magistrate. Mansour took his seat a little way from the sheikh, and Omar placed himself between the two, his curiosity strongly excited to see how the law was obeyed and how it was trifled with in case of need. The first case called was that of a young Banyan, as yellow as an orange, with loose flowing robes and an effeminate air, who had lately landed from India, and who complained of having been cheated by one of Mansour's rivals.